Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Praise the Lord. Welcome to tonight's program. Thanks for tuning in, my friends. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God, not men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now for tonight's Last Days End Times Quick Bible Study, King James Version, of course. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13. To the end he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Watchman comment, the formal second coming, some call it the second advent, which is the future visible return from heaven of Jesus to raise the dead, hold the last judgment, and to set up formally and gloriously the kingdom of God on the new heavens and new earth. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 12. Not only that, but this verse tells us that all the saints that passed over to heaven upon their death will be with Christ and joined in the air in what is called the rapture by all saints still alive at that time. Amen. And what a glorious time that will be in final victory as all sin is defeated. Glory, hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead of Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Watchman comment. Well, that's the true truth of the gospel for you, right out of the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and chapter 4. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22:20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, what shalt thou say unto the children? I am.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
The warning would come upon the earth. It is not being paid attention to, says the Lord. Shaking upon shaking, storm upon storm, pretext upon pretext. So I say unto you now, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh, says God.
In an hour, when my alarm is being sounded loud and clear throughout all the world, for it is the last days, it is that hour that you've read about, that you've studied about. The signs are clear. The preparations are being made. Therefore, I say unto you, continue to draw closer to me. Continue to walk according to my word. Allow yourself to be filled to overflowing with my Spirit. For it is that hour and it is that time, saith your Father God.
My, it definitely is that hour and that time. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Are you watching? Now, tonight's True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the Book of Acts. My. On this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Acts chapter 3, verse 21, King James Version, whom the heaven may receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Watchman comment. Speaking of Christ Jesus and the word must here in this verse tells us of the necessity in reference to what is required to attain some type of an end, a necessity brought on by circumstances or by the conduct of others toward us, a necessity established by the counsel and decree of God, especially by that purpose of his which relates to the salvation of men by the intervention of Christ, which is disclosed in the Old Testament prophecies. A restitution of the true truth theocracy begun at the beginning of that perfect state of grace before the fall in the Garden of Eden, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Glory to God. So, get right and get ready. My thanks tonight to Tony and Sandy from PA and Bobby and Juanita from Virginia, who obeyed the Spirit of the Lord and are our WOW, W-O-W, WOW, Walk on Water sponsors for tonight's program. Father, bless them all, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to sponsor this program. And also bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Jude chapter 1, verse 23. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And that is exactly what I try to do on this program. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you only get on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Petrus Romanus, the false prophet and the Antichrist, are close. At the age of 22, the Archbishop Shilach of Armagh, if I'm pronouncing this right, also pronounced Celsus, found promise and exception of a young man named Malachi, that he put aside canonical law and ordained the youth as a deacon 3 years prior to the custom at that time. And in 1119, he declared Malachi vicar general. At 30 years of age, Malachi became Bishop Malachi. As the legend goes, Malachi experienced what is today considered a famous vision, commonly called the Prophecy of the Popes. The prophecy is a list of Latin verses predicting each of the Roman Catholic popes, from Pope Celestine II to the final pope, Peter the Roman, whose reign would end in the destruction of Rome. According to this ancient prophecy, the very next pope, following Benedict XVI, will be the final pontiff, Petrus Romanus, or Peter the Roman. The final segment of the prophecy reads like this. In extreme persecution, the seat of the Holy Roman Church will be occupied by Peter the Roman, who will feed the sheep through many tribulations. When they are over, the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed, and the terrible or fearsome judge will judge his people. The end.
Hundreds of thousands from around the world have gathered in St. Peter's Square for the election of the new pope.
Nearly 900 years have elapsed since St. Malachi predicted the arrival of the final pope.
So far, only black smoke has arisen from the chimney of the Sistine Chapel.
The entire world is waiting and watching for the arrival of Petrus Romanus,
the Black Pope.
In the extreme persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep in many tribulations. And when these things are finished, the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed, and the terrible judge will judge his people. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone.
Continuing, U.S. scientists predict strong tornado season. Packing winds of up to 300 miles per hour, tornadoes descend when warm. Moist air collides with cold, dry air, creating a vortex as the two masses move around each other. This prophecy I spoke Sunday, February 28, 2010.
Yea, saith the Lord, the things that will happen this year will be greater things than in years past. Greater winds, greater earthquakes, greater rains and floods. But fear not, trust me, saith God, for am I not the creator of all things, and will I not bring you through, saith the Lord.
You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Continuing, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie appoints New Jersey's first gay Supreme Court judge. Christie, quote, I am honored to nominate these two gentlemen, and Christie, quote. Watchman comment? Well, I guess Christie came out of the closet on this one. He is honored to nominate a gay Supreme Court New Jersey judge? My. Will hell be his home? Continuing. Obama's added again, in case you did not hear it. U.S. destroys largest chemical weapons stockpile. The largest stockpile of toxins, blister, and blood agents in the United States has been burned away as part of an international convention to rid the world of chemical weapons. While America has eliminated 90% of its chemical weapons stockpile, Russia, on the other hand, is not even halfway there, and it is uncertain how many tons of chemical agents Libya still has. Watchman comment. Americans, we are losing, and the New World Order is gaining. Will America soon have no way to defend itself? Weapons stockpiles are a deterrent, making enemies think before attacking. The weapons destroyed represented 90% of the chemical weapons stockpiles America had left. We could be in big trouble, and the abomination is the cause of it. Continued. Supreme Court limits police GPS tracking powers. Well, hallelujah. The U.S. Supreme Court has banned law enforcement officers from planting GPS tracking bugs on suspects' vehicles without a search warrant. Officers will now have to seek permission from a judge before using such devices to monitor suspects. Watchman comment, again, hallelujah. I wonder how that happened. The Supremes are elitists, don't you know? So they must have a hole card up those big robe sleeves. Lots of room there to hide stuff, don't you know? Continuing. God is big business. Just ask megachurch preacher Joel Osteen, who lives in a nearly $10.5 million mansion home. So what is the $10.5 million question? Maybe the question is, should a televangelist, or any other preacher for that matter, be living like Scrooge McDuck in a high-priced home like that, while the poor are starving in America and around the world, while poverty-stricken people literally beg for change down the street from this prestigious neighborhood? River Oaks is the home to some of the world's wealthiest people. It's the kind of community that most people don't even understand, and many aren't even highly aware it exists. A person needs an 8-figure bank account to qualify as a new resident there in that community where Joel Osteen lives. Watchman comment, a 6-figure bank account would be a minimum of $1 million or multiple millions, most likely multiple. Do you believe me now about this apostate preacher? Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 27, speaking of Jerusalem, but it applies. Her princes in the midst thereof are like wolves ravening the prey to shed blood and to destroy souls to get dishonest gain. Continuing with the report, some just won't be able to believe the more than $10 million price tag for Joel Osteen's home, especially knowing this isn't the Osteen family's only property. Think of it as the money-making false message cocktail. With success, Olstein peddles his message that simply feels good but does not bring conviction of sins that Olstein seldom, if ever, mentions in his preaching. After two books netted Joel Olstein over $10 million, he declined his church salary in a way that earned him bragging rights and a heightened sense of credibility, and probably will sell more of his books. Lakewood Church makes more than $75 million in revenue each year. Joel Olstein sells DVDs, books, and Christian wares. Watchman comment. At the end of the program, I make reference to this not being the way to support oneself when they're in the ministry. And I do not support this program that way, and I will not support it that way, and sin. Jesus himself tossed out of a synagogue, which is like today's churches, all those who sold inside God's house. John chapter 2, verse 15. And when he had made a scourge of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple. John chapter 2, verse 16. And he said unto them that sold doves, take these things hence. Make not my Father's house an house of merchandise. Watchman comment, I rest my case. And that, my friends, is why I ask for biblical love gift support, and I refuse to sell those things to keep Science Radio on the air. I'll go off the air before I sin like that, and that's the true truth. Amen. Luke chapter 12, verse 33, sell that ye have and give alms. Amen and amen. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Continuing. Polio vaccines now the number one cause of polio paralysis. Oh boy, the cat is finally out of the bag. I've been telling you this, listen carefully. India, an estimated 100 to 180 Indian children are diagnosed with vaccine-associated polio paralysis, VAPP, each year. In fact, the clinical presentation of the disease, including paralysis, caused by VAPP, is indistinguishable from that caused by the wild polioviruses. According to the Polio Global Eradication Initiative's own statistics, there were 42 cases of wild-type polio, WPV, reported in India in 2010, indicating that vaccine-induced cases of polio paralysis, 100 to 180 annually, outnumbered wild-type cases by a factor of 3 to 4. Watchman comment, do you believe my warnings of how dangerous these vaccines are now? Vaccine-associated VAPP is, in fact, the predominant form of the disease in developed countries like the U.S. since 1973. Continuing. Romney caught hiding millions in Cayman Islands. Although it is not apparent on his financial disclosure form, Mitt Romney has millions of dollars of his personal wealth in investment funds set up in the Cayman Islands, a notorious Caribbean tax haven. That means to escape taxes, friends. Continuing. A spokesman for the Romney campaign says Romney follows all tax laws and he would pay the same in taxes regardless of where the funds are based. Watchman comment. Well, he's come out with his taxes now, and the guy is a multimillionaire, but this Cayman Island thing, I guess, is an admission that there does exist hidden millions in the Cayman Islands. Many Mormons are filthy rich, including Mormon Glenn Beck and Mormon Mitt Romney. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Continuing. Droneology, America's flying eye prize on its own people. Unmanned aerial vehicles, known as UAVs or drones, are now being used by U.S. police in the domestic arena, stirring up privacy concerns among Americans. The United States is gradually turning into one big homeland security enterprise. The United States is not only now a military-industrial complex, also it is a homeland security complex, and they now have merged into one. Watchman comment, and the loser will be the Americans themselves, especially those who see, know, and understand this is happening, for they will be targeted. Continuing. School says, opposition to gay adoption is bullying. a Wisconsin USA high school is in the middle of a free speech debate after they apologized for publishing a student essay opposing gay families who adopt children. The school district profusely apologized after a gay couple who had a child at the school complained. School officials called the essay a form of bullying and disrespect. Watchman comment, "What an abominationable lie. I oppose homosex adoption on biblical and moral grounds, and also I assure you most gay adoptions will teach the innocent kids a perverted lifestyle. Even worse, they will convince the children to participate in their perverted immoral sex acts. That is not only disgusting, at least to me, it's disgusting and nauseating anyway." Continuing, Army foresees expanded use of drones in the U.S. airspace. Much of the Army's UAV activity, unmanned aerial vehicle activity, will be devoted to UAV operator training conducted at or near military facilities, Army policy dictates. But beyond such training activities, the military also envisions a role for the UAV in unspecified domestic operations in civilian airspace. Watchman comment, "These pilotless planes can see things you have never dreamed would be possible. Though they cannot yet number the hairs on your head, they're getting almost that close now. This technology has gone off the deep end." Continuing, TEPCO drills a hole in Fukushima reactor, finds that nuclear fuel has gone missing. After drilling a hole in the containment vessel of Fukushima Reactor 2, TEPCO cannot find the fuel. The steam-blurred photos taken by remote control found none of the reactor's melted fuel. The photos also showed the inner wall of the container heavily deteriorated after 10 months of exposure to high temperature and humidity. Reactors 1 and 3 are probably in no better shape. Watchman comment, "Do you believe my warnings now? This world has been irradiated by the Japanese disaster, and it's still being irradiated by the Japanese disaster, whether you want to believe it or not." Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study as the program finishes. Dear friends, please take the time to write me this week, and when you do, please pray about including a love offering, no matter how small, to meet the need to help keep signs on the air. Are there any wow, walk on water faith walkers listening tonight? If so, do you enjoy this program enough to send support to keep signs on the air? Or maybe you don't care if signs stays on the air. Then you won't send any money. But those who do want it to stay on the air will pray about it and ask God how they can help. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." Just write signs spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O, box 1-2-2. Lyle spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. So now for tonight's ending True Truth quick Bible study from the King James Version. Genesis chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. "And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." My friends, if we understand and learn anything from Scripture, we will realize that Satan has knowledge and some understanding of Scripture, and that he will use the word Scripture attempting to deceive us with it into wrong actions, as he did in the garden with Eve. This tactic goes back as far as the Garden of Eden, where the adversary of God twisted God's word, saying, "Did God really say you shall not eat from every tree in the garden?" So it is today that all around us, we are hearing constant abuses, questions, and attacks against the truth and the reliability of God's holy word. Today's serpent still is speaking. Did God really create the world in 6 days? Did God really say that marriage consists of a union between a man and a woman? Well, there's a lot of serpents speaking that, aren't they? Is God really going to judge the world and destroy it with fire? Has God really defined absolute moral truth? Is Jesus the only Son of God? My, oh my, my friends, you and I should not be deceived by these subtle ploys of Satan. But deception will enter us if we agree to alter or dilute the Word of God to accommodate our circumstances or natural inclinations. Those are the thoughts that we have, not God's thoughts. Yes, we could easily end up exactly where that serpent wants us if we listen to him, that is, in disobedience, sin, and sorrow. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the ungodly out of temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
Are you going to make it to heaven? The time is running out. Listen, we love you. We love all of our brothers and sisters all over the world. But if you haven't asked Jesus Christ in your heart personally, if you haven't asked God to forgive you of your sins, if you haven't made Jesus Christ your Lord, you're not going to make it. But if you'll do those things, you will make it. The time is running out. We don't have a lot of days left. Are you ready? Why don't you ask Jesus in your heart today?
Thank you, Pastor Evans. Did you listen to what he had to say? Are you aware of the things that are coming upon the earth? Better get ready. And one of the ways to do that is to tune in again to Signs International Radio, my friends. For when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. No, no, no. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. Yes, yes, yes. So, as I always say, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Please tune in. Frequency 5070 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night for a fresh program. Many are saying the 5070 at 7 p.m. Wednesday nights is coming in loud and clear. Some of you have been tuning in 9350, and I'm sorry about that. I'm not perfect, friends. I do make mistakes, and I think I've corrected them. But if I haven't and you hear another one, let me know.
Yeah, Brother Johnson, Saturday, January 21st. Heard your program this evening. Very good. I hope Romney's American. I wouldn't save the Constitution anyway. But besides that, I hope God has his way, which he will. God bless you, and Maranatha.
Who knows who's American anymore these days, my brother? God bless you also, and Maranatha, my friend. And for more daily news like you hear on tonight's program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com. All one word. Signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggly squiggly arrow at the top of the page. Click the Visitors Forum News with Views link. It's free, amen. Biblically, it is those who get blessed who give openly to support. It is unbiblical to sell things in order to stay on the air. That is what others do. I will not. I will go off the air, as I said already, this program first. Amen. And that's the true truth. Thanks for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in tonight to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week, no matter how small. Walk on water offering. WOW. Thanks. I'm sure if you pray, God will tell you what to do. Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.